Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Schmidt Woodland Hills needs your help. They are looking for galvanized stock tanks that you may no longer need to use as planters for their residents' raised gardens. If you can help out Schmidt Woodland Hills, please call Jeremy, 608-604-5206.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. It is 57 degrees at 5 o'clock. The news this hour is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In California, the FBI and ATF investigators are on scene after an explosion in Palm Springs today. At least one person is dead, five others injured. It happened near the American Reproductive Centers. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
This is, if you're not familiar with this area, a really popular stretch of Palm Springs. And Palm Springs in itself is a big tourist town. So as you can imagine, you know, under normal circumstances, there would be a lot of foot traffic. There were would be a lot of people in the area. Five people have been injured. One person has been killed.
Police say multiple buildings also sustained damage. At least 27 people are dead across three states following severe storms last night. It included a tornado outbreak, 18 deaths occurring in Kentucky alone. And the manhunt continues for seven of the 10 escapees from a New Orleans jail Friday. Authorities say three captured yesterday have been moved to a state correctional facility in Louisiana. This is ABC News. In California, five people now under arrest. Police say the suspects are believed to be linked to an organized crime ring from Colombia who dressed up as Amazon delivery drivers.
Police in Irvine, California say they have five people in jail on charges including burglary.
Everything was on the floor. Literally everything.
Homeowner Guolin Wong says he was targeted by the group and lost tens of thousands of dollars worth of valuables.
Jewelry, gong, handbags, cash. Collectibles.
But he was able to catch them on security cam dressed as delivery workers. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
The strike of 450 train engineers for the third largest transit agency in the nation are on day two of their strike, demanding higher pay. New Jersey transit leaders and union representatives scheduled to meet for the first time today since the strike. More than 300,000 customers and commuters could be challenged Monday if the strike continues. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is news time, sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight, a slow decrease in clouds and much cooler. Breezy winds will calm down a bit and a low of 41. Also for tomorrow, more afternoon sunshine with warmer temperatures and calmer winds, a high of 68. Right now in Richland Center, with winds around 10 miles per hour, it is 57 degrees.
There are certain grocery items that put the pizzazz in a meal. Real maple syrup and freshly ground coffee, house-made peanut butter and farm fresh eggs. These things just take your meal to the next level. Whitaker's Market can fix you up with these items. So with these and many more like them, and the hundreds of deeply discounted items that arrive each week, you'll be eating very well. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is currently accepting applications for specialty crop block grants. According to a press release, the agency will accept applications for the grant program until June 9th. Eligible projects include things like research, education, or market development efforts aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries. Organizations proposing eligible products could receive grant funding through the program, ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. A Wisconsin judge accused of helping a man evade federal immigration agents has pleaded not guilty to federal charges. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan entered the plea agreement on Thursday in federal court. She and her lawyers left after the brief hearing without talking to reporters. Dugan is charged with obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. According to an FBI affidavit, Dugan showed a man out of the back door of her courtroom last month after learning immigration agents were in the courthouse looking to arrest him for being in the country illegally. The case has escalated a clash between Trump administration and Democrats over the president's sweeping immigration crackdown. The Village of Muscadet's Morel Mushroom Festival continues tonight and tomorrow. This evening, the Muscadet Fire Department is currently serving their annual steak feed at the firehouse, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk along the Wisconsin River tonight. Tomorrow morning will be Cowboy Church with Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band starting at 9:30. A cornhole tournament will be held, and the Muscadet Mudcats will play at 1 o'clock. For more information and a detailed schedule of events, visit the official festival website or the Village of Muscadet's page. The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team's Quilt Gala is being held tonight at the Richland Center Community Center, featuring a variety of over 50 quilted items to bid on at the auction. The event is a gala, so it will be fun to dress in your fanciest attire. There will also be refreshments available to purchase, finger foods, and other items you can buy. Doors to the NASCAR Fans United Grace Team's Quilt Gala at the Richland Center Community Center will open at 6 tonight. The quilt auction starts at 8. Tickets to attend are $10 per person and can be purchased at the door. All money raised will go to Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The Ithaca Lions Club will once again be holding their annual consignment auction tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Funds raised from the auction help the club with their community service goals. Consignment items being auctioned include farm machinery and equipment, cars and trucks, lawn and garden, recreation, household, antiques, and more. The auction will get underway at 11 tomorrow morning. Farm equipment will be auctioned off approximately at 1:30. Items will be accepted at the auction site tomorrow, the day of the auction, from 8 until 9:30. If you have any questions, you can contact Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808 or 608-574-1688. Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692 or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. The Richland Center High School Baccalaureate Service, sponsored by the Richland County Ministerial Association, will be held Sunday night at 7:30 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Pastor Tim Ward of the Free Methodist Church will provide the message, along with speakers from the senior class. Volunteers from the RCHS Concert Choir will provide the music. A $500 college scholarship will be presented that evening. The community is invited to come and support the 2025 Richland Center Senior Class. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital will be holding its annual Teddy Bear Clinic tomorrow from noon until 3. Kids can learn about medical exams through hands-on activities. Staff will help ease any fears as kids rotate through stations like primary care, lab, X-ray, and more, using their teddy bears as patients. They will also meet local emergency responders and check out the Gunderson Air Helicopter up close. Each child will also receive a teddy bear and a coloring book while supplies last. The event is free and no registration is required. When arriving at the event, please use the Bluff Street Terrace entrance. For more information, call Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital at 608-375-4112. A memorial ride for Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster will be held tomorrow. This is the second year of the event. Tom Hendricks is the organizer of the Memorial Ride.
It was just an idea I had in my head, and I just started working at it. And last year was my first year trying it, and we had a few people show up. And this year I'm trying to get more. I've managed to find a few other people to hopefully join me. They said they might come, and maybe get a few more people this year than I did last year.
Money raised from the ride goes to Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster.
She's quite the lady. She was a heck of a farm girl. She's born and raised on a farm about like me, and she married a farmer, and they've been farming ever since, and she pretty much fed calves from the day she was farming till the day she died. She only a few weeks before she died that she was feeding calves on the farm, and she was pretty much the person that kept things going around there.
Anyone can take part in the Memorial Ride. All you have to do is meet at the starting point of the ride.
I'll be leaving at Honkers at 12 noon. That's just past the bridge in Muscatine, just the other side of the bridge in Honkers, and meet there, and then we'll head there from Whiskey Roll, and then from Whiskey Roll we'll head right straight to Rockton for chicken.
If you are taking part in the event and wish to enjoy a chicken dinner, you must call Rockton Bar in advance at 608-625-4395 to place your order so it is ready upon arrival. There will also be raffles during the Memorial Ride for Grace. That's coming up tomorrow. Start time of the ride is noon at Honkers in Muscatine. Ho-Chunk drumming, dancing, and singing will take place at Tippasaukee Farms near Blue River when the Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe perform at the Cross Currents Heritage Center tomorrow at 2. Ben Moffat is from Tippasaukee Farm.
They're going to be performing outdoors under a tent only about 200 yards from a former Ho-Chunk village that was excavated by the Wisconsin Historical Society, the state archaeologist. The Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe will be bringing 4 to 5 drummers who sing and 12 to 20 dancers of various ages in full regalia.
It has been about 180 years since Ho-Chunk drumming, singing, and dancing took place at Tippasaukee Farms. The dance troupe has not been performing that long, but do have quite a few years of experience. The show will not be only a great thing for history, but it will be entertaining and a learning experience as well.
They've been performing, I think I may have said, for 49 years. They really are great. What they like to do, from what I hear, is talk in between the numbers and explain some of the significance of the implements they use, the costumes, the dance, the stories.
There will be 100 folding chairs set up for seating, but visitors are welcome to bring lawn chairs and blankets. Pre-registration is required at crosscurrentsheritage.org. Admission is free. Donations are appreciated, but not required to attend the event.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of 4 select Hankook DynaPro HT2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
There were many school referendums this spring. And in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that. And they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools. But those funds are not getting to our schools. And we should be asking why. 2/3 of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Here are today's vital statistics. Gerald J. Anding Sr., 81, of Avoca, died May 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after a long, courageous battle with cancer. Memorial services will be held Sunday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscatine. Friends may call at Pratt Funeral Home, Muscatine, Sunday from 10 until the service time at noon. Gerald J. Anding Sr., 81, of Avoca. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45, of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center, died April 27th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from noon until 5 at events at Castle Rock Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established for her son, Tucker. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45, of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Katie Neneman and Michael Stanley had a daughter, Cora Lee. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Angel Beach and Bradley Daniels had a daughter, Jacqueline Elizabeth.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to continue to decrease our cloud coverage as we head into later tonight. We could have a few spotty areas of light mist and sprinkles, but otherwise we are going to have a little bit more clear skies and it's going to be much cooler. Winds will continue to be more on the calm side as we get into our overnight hours. Lows will be dropping into the upper 30s to low 40s. Winds from the northwest gusting up to 20 miles per hour. For our Sunday, we're looking at more afternoon sunshine with warmer temperatures and calmer winds, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Winds will be coming from the northwest and then the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Sunday night, we're going to have an increase in clouds and stronger winds through the overnight hours. Lows once again upper 30s to low 40s. Winds will be coming mostly from an eastern direction, 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusts up to 20. Monday, we are going to have cloudy skies and blustery winds with a 30% chance of showers, especially in the south, highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Winds will be coming from the east, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tuesday, we are going to have cloudy skies, windy conditions, and cooler temperatures with rain most of the day. Some periods of heavy rain can be expected, highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. Wednesday will give us decreasing clouds and breezy winds once again. Some lingering showers through the afternoon are possible. Going to be a bit warmer though. Highs are going to be in the low to mid 60s. Thursday, more sun than clouds can be expected with a slightly breezy afternoon and once again a bit warmer, highs in the mid 60s. Heading into the end of this upcoming week, we're looking at partly cloudy skies on Friday with a 20% chance of light showers by the afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be rather seasonal. We're looking at highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 56 degrees. Yesterday's high was 79. We picked up 6/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday. 45 was the low today. The record high for May 17th, 89 in 1972. Record low, 30 in 1973. Last year's high, 81, and the low, 49. Sunset tonight will be at 8:21. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 5:35. We have an east to northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Barometer at 29.76. We have picked up 2/100ths of an inch of rain today. After a daytime high of 60, it is 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Lessons learned, friendships made, and a future earned. Graduation is a job well done. Congratulations to River Valley High School graduates with best wishes from Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, and House on the Rock Resort and Attraction.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Sports time, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
A look at local sports. First of all, lots of games played today in high school sports. The Riverdale Invitational was held during the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. Lancaster won the first game 4-1 over Riverdale. The Arrows won the second game 10-4 against Highland. Highland edged Riverdale 6-5 in the third game. Earlier today, River Valley defeated Ithaca 6-2 in a non-conference game. Prescott over Platteville 13-6. East Dubuque over Southwestern 17-0. Mount Horeb 11, Wisconsin Heights 1. At the Viroqua Triangular, Royal edged Richland Center 2-1. And Viroqua was a winner against Royal 3-2. Those are among the scores we have so far. At the Dodgeville Quad, Portage over the Dodgers 5-0. Cambridge 9, Fenimore 2. Fenimore 4-2 over Dodgeville. And Portage 10 and Cambridge 7. It was Iowa Grant over Pecatonica 13-1. Beloit Memorial beat Pecatonica 11-7. West Salem over Belleville 10-7. Today in high school softball, it was a win for Mount Horeb over River Valley 11-4. Reedsburg edged Wanakee 1-0. At the Viroqua Invite, Viroqua with a win against Brookwood 5-3. Iowa Grant 10-2 over Kickapoo. Iowa Grant beating Viroqua Youth Initiative 10-2. At the Toma Quad today, 8-3 Holman over Monona Grove. 2-1 Toma beat Verona. Toma 9-0 over Monona Grove. And Verona 4-3 over Holman. Today in high school soccer, Aquinas got the win against Richland Center 4-0. Lodi 6-1 over River Valley. River Valley edged Madison Country Day, Abundant Life Christian, St. Ambrose, 1-0. That's an update on local and area scores. Coming up tomorrow, Home Talent Baseball with its openers, including Arena hosting Belleville. Muscadet taking on Blanchardville at Pickering Park during the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival tomorrow at 1. Hollandale at Argyle. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb plays at Dodgeville. Scholesburg Benton at Ridgeway. And Verona at Wyota. In the northern section, the Cazenovia Reds open up at home against Ashton. Cross Plains at the Plain Ace, Mesa Maney at Black Earth, Sauk Prairie at Middleton, and Wanakee at Reedsburg. Joe Ryan allowed 2 hits and struck out 9 6 innings, and the Minnesota Twins extended their streak of holding opponents scoreless to 24 innings while winning their 12th straight game 3-0 over the Milwaukee Brewers last night. Ryan walked 1 in a 99-pitch outing for the Twins, who haven't allowed a run since giving up 6 in the third inning of an 8-6 win at Baltimore on Wednesday. They blanked the Orioles 4-0 on Thursday. Minnesota was 7 games under 500 when it began its winning streak. The Brewers were shut out for the third time in 4 games. The two teams play again this evening. The Baltimore Orioles have fired manager Brandon Hyde after a dismal start to the season by a team coming off two consecutive playoff appearances. The Orioles are 15-28 and in last place in the AL East following a loss to Washington Friday night. Hyde guided the team through an extensive rebuild and won Manager of the Year honors in 2023. But Baltimore's performance has slipped noticeably during the second half of last year, and the Orioles have put themselves in a significant hole so far in 2025. The New York Knicks nearly ended their lengthy Eastern Conference Finals drought last year, only to lose on their home floor to the Pacers in Game 7 of the second round. With two new starters and much better health, the Knicks finally made it this season for the first time in 25 years. The opponent will be those same Pacers who returned to Madison Square Garden for a series that begins Wednesday night. The Knicks got there by routing Boston 119-81 on Friday night in Game 6. The Boston Celtics enter this season with hopes of ending the NBA's six-season drought without a repeat champion. It all thudded to a surface in the postseason, cemented by Boston's 4-2 conference semifinals loss to the Knicks as well. Caitlin Clark opened the season with a third triple-double of her career today, and the new-look Indiana Fever dominated the final 16.5 minutes to pull away from the Chicago Sky 95-58. Last season's WNBA Rookie of the Year finished with 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. WRCO's Retro Saturday continues in a moment with the Backtrackin' Show. We trust you're having a great day and an awesome weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodluck Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlucks by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlucks protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlucks difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. We're going to be taking you back to the 70s and 80s for some music makers and shakers and headlines from this weekend in pop culture. Phil Nee with you as we continue our Retro Saturdays and our pregame show for Those Were the Days. Number one music from this weekend in 1981 kicks it off. It was one of the fastest rising songs all the way to number one this week for Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis Eyes. She'll turn her music on you, you won't have to think twice.
New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. If she teased you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo, stand on the side. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. What's her appetite? She'll lay you on.
Going back in time from this date back to 1971, Randy Bachman was leaving the Guess Who. He was a part of the Cummings and Bachman songwriting team that helped write some great songs for the Guess Who. But he went on his own and joined a group called Brave Belt, which later evolved into a better-known group, Bachman Turner Overdrive, on the Backtracking Show.
We'll be right back.
The Backtrackin' Show on WRCO this weekend in 1982, hitting its peak at number 5. Hey! Tommy Two Tone and Jenny, 867-5309. The Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. That was a favorite trick in 82 to call somebody, just kind of a random call, and then say, is Jenny there? 867-5309 from the Backtrackin' Show. We're having a good time. Hope you are as well. Backtrackin' leading up to another edition of Those Were the Days tonight on Saturday night. We have movie music for you next in line, a song that ranged all the way to number one this weekend back in the year of 1975. For a group called Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's the way of the world.
Possible.
Earth, Wind, and Fire in the midst of 3 weeks at number one in 1975 on the Backtracking Show from FM 100.9.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving into that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Come to where history and heritage meet, Cross Currents Heritage Center at Tippasaukee Farm near Blue River for a meaningful cultural celebration. Sunday, May 18th at 2 p.m., the Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe bring Ho-Chunk music and dance back to the land where a village once stood. Admission is free, but registration is required at crosscurrentsheritage.org, 14640 State Highway 60 between Muscadet and Boscobel. Honor the past, celebrate the present, and be there for the drums' return.
12 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock, 55 degrees at WRCO. It was great seeing a lot of folks out for the Race for Grace today at Crossco Park. It was a little cool, we'll admit that, but it was great to see everybody out there and supporting. The NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace Team Quilt Gala gets underway at 6 tonight. You can dress in some good attire, your prom attire, for the black tie event. Enjoy finger foods while bidding on quilted items to support Grace. Doors open at 6, auction at 8 tonight. And again, that's going on in Richland Center at the Community Center this evening. We'll be giving you a little soundtrack for Southwest Wisconsin all night long here with WRCO's Those Were the Days, which follows at 6 o'clock. The final portion of the Backtracking Show is next.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
WRCO. Hello there, friends. We're backtracking once again on WRCO Radio. Always a fun time. Let's go back now to 1980. And Paul and Linda McCartney were doing a guest host duty on Saturday Night Live. In fact, they performed a song that was on the charts at that time. The live version of Coming Up, which would go all the way to number one in 1980. Paul McCartney and Wings, coming up live at Glasgow in 1979. That became a hit in the spring of 1980, and Paul and Linda were on Saturday Night Live. And that supposedly is one of the songs that kind of brought John Lennon out of retirement. He had been somewhat critical of Paul McCartney's solo work. I kind of, they exchanged barbs back and forth through the years, but Lennon was really optimistic after he heard that song. Thought it was one of Paul's better songs and kind of inspired Lennon to get out of retirement from music and get back in and recorded an album called Starting Over later that year in 1980. Thank you for joining us on the Backtracking Show. It's just the beginning. Lots of reminiscing all night long here on the radio, FM 100.9. We're going to take it toward the end of the Backtracking Show with a forgotten track, which was released during the spring of 1979, Atlanta Rhythm Section.
I picked up the paper this morning and read all the daily blues. The world is one big tragedy. I wonder what I can do about all the pain and injustice. About all of the sorrow, living in a danger zone. The world could end tomorrow, but I'm not gonna let it bother me tonight. I'm not gonna let it bother me tonight. Tomorrow I might go as far as suicide, but I won't let it bother me tonight.
No, no.
Colorado, the Rhythm Section on WRCO's Backtracking Show. This is Phil Nee, and thank you for joining us. We'll be back your way with Those Were the Days coming up in just a little bit. The best of the 70s and 80s on the Backtracking Show each Saturday at 5:30 right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Frosty mugs, crispy fries and hometown flavor. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, where the good times and root beer never stop. Overnight low will be at around 41 degrees, breezy with winds that will calm down a bit tonight, 7 to 10 miles per hour. More afternoon sunshine tomorrow, warmer temperatures and calmer winds, a high of 68. Monday, cloudy and blustery with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 60. We have an east-northeast wind at 10 miles per hour, and after a daytime high today of 60, on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 54 degrees.
Barnaby Jones will return next Thursday night at 10, 9 Central and Mountain on most of these stations.
WRCO. Out of sight.
It's graduation time again, and now I have to get out my music for Pomp and Circumstance and play it over and over again. The band director has given me instructions to set up.